Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. The resurrection of the dead is one of the important doctrines of our church. Jesus was all about this, and all that was written in the Old Testament is leading up to this wonderful good news, that we will all rise from the dead, especially on the last day, and even with our bodies again, and with all our relatives and friends, on the day of resurrection. There is also the resurrection that can be experienced now on earth. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is now. It is deep within you. What that means is there are so many instances of resurrection experiences in our lives and in the writings and movies and novels and all sorts of literature where we see good overcoming evil, and where people who have thoughts of doom and gloom are overturned by happy, hopeful thoughts, which gives us hope and enthusiasm for life. We may experience a very low, for instance, if not a death experience, when our doctors may inform us one day of our health condition, that is not good. The strange thing is that a lot of people who have heard bad news about their own health and yet have managed to live with great joy and hope. We have numerous examples. These people who have reached this stage in their faith journeys are a great inspiration to us all. Of course, we have the examples of the saints and martyrs especially, who have gone before us and even who are to this day dying for what they feel is right and just and honourable. Many go to their deaths for the cause that they believe in. Many do so even with great joy and a sense of giving over to a greater power. In one sense, we know that all of us should, in a healthy way, die to ourselves every day. And that means to forget our own comforts, our own needs, when we are caring for others. Numerous examples are nurses, doctors, parents, teachers, and all of us who spend our lives serving and helping people in our care by dying to ourselves. These are great examples of resurrection. Of course, we can do all those things for the wrong reasons too. It might be that we want to be noticed and praised by people of this life. Newspapers and TV and general public who would regard us as heroes and heroines, etc., etc. If we do it to gain this, we are misled in our work and our sacrifices. But when we do it for the greater good, and even without even mentioning the words God or Jesus, but out of compassion and love, we are getting nearer to the godliness. I think the modern day people like that, who don't want to associate themselves with the church or a congregation, but who are willing to sacrifice themselves for their fellow human beings out of unselfish reasons, are the modern day blessed people. Of course, it would be right if we could redirect our goodness and sacrifices for our fellow human beings as a way of expressing our thanks and gratitude to our Savior, who died for us and liberated us from our sins. This is hard part to explain these days, especially to people who have disassociated themselves with any church. Death and resurrection are two words today that we are contemplating on. Death we all know. Resurrection we know little about. We see it explained to us today in the Gospel reading. The Sadducees are a bit similar to people of today. They rejected the idea of the resurrection. They came to Jesus to ask him a question which they hoped would flounder him and would make him look ridiculous in front of all the people. But their question about the afterlife was a good question in one sense, because Jesus helps them to see, yes, there is an afterlife. Because he pointed out that Moses himself had heard God say, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And that's a quote from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. The Sadducees believed in the law of Moses, and they were thinking that there was no mention of the resurrection in Exodus. But in fact, Jesus is pointing out a people whom in human terms had died, they are not dead, they are in a new life in heaven with God. In death, life is changed, not ended. This is what we believe in. When we fear that we have lost loved ones, we must believe that they are not lost. In fact, the relationship with them continues. This is a great message of hope, because there is a resurrection. Jesus explained that the resurrected stage is a new creation where we are sharing in the divine life of God. To believe in your own personal resurrection is a wonderful gift in this life. It gives meaning to all that makes up our lives. Today we are encouraged to have hope of a new life in the hereafter. Also, we are encouraged to see the resurrected life even as we live here on earth, by overcoming sin and disunity and disharmony among ourselves, our families, our communities, and the world in general, and waiting for the moment when we can enter new life, always aware of our need to repent and ask forgiveness and do great works for God and for our fellow human beings out of gratitude for our liberation from the snares and the slings and arrows of this life. We ask God now to help us all to be convinced of the reality that is the resurrection in this life and in the next. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.